You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD. Web address hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American Research Professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. That is 2021, and we get into our time machine and go back 20 years for Evan's memory of the day of the attack, 9/11/2001, where he was and what he first thought of the early reports of a plane flying into the World Trade Center. Professor, a very good evening to you. Take us to that day. We were younger men. What do you recall of what you thought and what you made of the news?
Good evening, John. You're right. We were all much younger back then, and it was certainly a very different world. I remember I was relatively recently graduated with my PhD and working in the defense sector. I had been doing a lot of work on future warfare issues and in understanding peer competitors such as China and Russia. And I know in much of the research that we've done talking about how future wars could begin, we talked about asymmetric attacks and gray zone type of activities, although we didn't call them that at the time. And so when the 9/11, especially the Twin Towers attacks, and of course, later the word of the attack on the Pentagon and the downed fourth plane, there was a lot of confusion, trying to understand whether this was some sort of beginning of something larger from one of our peer competitors. Of course, because I was in industry at the time, but connected with the defense sector, we were all making calls and trying to figure out what happened. But I remember in many ways also, for me, because I was following Latin America and I was following defense issues, it was also the beginning of a transition for me in a number of different ways. My little sister, actually, I had just gotten her officer training and had just become part of the Air National Guard. And so very shortly after that, she was sent away to an assignment. I remember in my own case, seeing the shift to some of the organizations that I supported from taking a look at future warfare issues to some of the types of things that they never expected to do. And so for me, in addition to the tragedy and in addition to the family events, it also, as a strategic analyst, taught me an important lesson, because all of the things that we thought were so immutable about the world before that, the Cold War, the prevalence of democracy, U.S. style after the Cold War, all of those things once again changed very quickly, and we merged into yet another different world. And so as we're withdrawing from Afghanistan now, and as we're thinking about how the world looks with China as a peer competitor, or as we're looking at what our expectations were before COVID transferred into the world, as I reflect back there, one of the lessons we seem to never quite learn is how everything seems so immutable until the moment that something happens in this interdependent complex world and everything changes.
Your early information, how did you get the information? Where exactly were you, Professor?
I was in my office in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, and I got a call from my boss, said, "Evan, turn on the television." And I looked, and there was there were the Twin Towers burning, and it started from there. And phone calls and emails went forward from there, trying to figure out. We were all trying to figure out, you know, what the heck was happening, because, you know, with the exception of some of the people more directly affected, there was a lot of uncertainty of what was actually occurring at the time.
Yes, and the attack on the Pentagon. Did you learn about that simultaneously with turning on the television?
I was close enough to the Pentagon that, the news came in very, very quickly. And, I had actually a number of close colleagues. Matter of fact, one of whom, had literally gone to get his, dry cleaning. He actually worked in a part of the, army, that, was wiped out by the attack. And, had he not had to pick up his laundry that morning, he would have been dead. And that's something I knew that he had to live with for many, many years. And so, there were a lot of personal stories there.
And the communications were very roughshod in those days compared to what we have now. So you were dealing with landlines. Your landlines all worked. In Manhattan, where I was, our cell phones quickly failed. Everything shut down. So people were lining up for phone booths. Remember phone booths, Evan? You know, you put a quarter in and maybe you get through.
I do remember.
The reaction that day in Washington was various. Did people leave the city? Do you remember the roadways afterwards? It became very silent because there were no planes in the sky.
My sense in Washington was it was more shock and just trying to figure out what was going on. I mean, just the geography, the centrality that you had with the Twin Towers was a little bit different in terms of where the Pentagon was located. But I think there was, you know, clearly an understanding that something happened. There was, you know, understanding with the emergency vehicles. Of course, you know, what was going on downtown in Washington. I'm sure, you know, we now later learned, you know, with, you know, all, you know, leadership of the government. So yeah, it started Washington scurrying in a lot of different directions with a lot of different activity.
And you say that everything changed. Is that the nature of a black swan when whatever's happened, nobody thought of before?
Well, the interesting thing when we think about the interdependence that we exist with, how information connects us and our ideas, how we are financially interconnected, how we're connected by trade. If you think just about the ways in which the very idea that one could, through a relatively, you know, simple terrorist attack or other types of terrorist attacks that came later cause these enormous reactions and damage are ability to, once something is done, the idea of doing it transmits to all kinds of people. And so we find again and again that, the interesting thing about a black swan is it seems unlikely to happen, but if you look at statistics, it's statistically highly probable that a black swan event will eventually happen somewhere, somehow. And so the question just is how. And I think, you know, the same thing, I mean, you know, people have been talking about, the probability of a pandemic finally getting out. We almost had it with Ebola. It happened with 9/11.
Right.
People have been talking a long time about when the first nuclear terrorist event will be launched. Hasn't happened yet, but, that's the thing about black swan events is sooner or later they come, and everyone looks back retrospectively saying, we should have known, we should have seen it coming.
You're now a professor at the U.S. Army War College. Did the curriculum change at the War College right away, or was that a gradual over these decades?
Well, obviously, there were things that were incorporated into the coursework and, you know, within, you know, that year and, shortly thereafter. I was actually supporting the future warfare analysis. And so for me, the big change that I saw across DOD was that, prior to 9/11, of course, there was talk about the terrorist challenges and other types of lesser conflicts, but the big focus of DOD was on, you know, how we use our superiority in terms of system of systems and new techniques to, you know, face large peer competitors. And the idea of these constabulary type of operations or dedicating ourselves to, you know, boots on the ground in other part of the world, because that didn't entirely coincide with what the big machine of DOD wanted to do, somehow those analyses always got set aside. And so the thing that grabbed me was that in the wake of 9/11, how quickly that event and the reaction to it reoriented where the study money was flowing, reoriented where the acquisition priorities were, reoriented where smart people were being sent. I mean, we had a generation that were going other places. And if you look at the past 20 years, the number of people who've cut their teeth on serving in Afghanistan and in Iraq, it's institutionally shaped our military in ways that you wouldn't have imagined 20 years ago.
Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the United States Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're leaving 2001 and coming to 2021 to a room at the Mexico Museum of Anthropology and a meeting of the New World forces that will shape the immediate future for Latin America and for the United States. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.